get it. The Bird Show.
How do you pull off the perfect proposal when you've got to plan it pretty soon? So my brother is proposing to his girlfriend at some point. We don't know when it's happening, but we do know that it is coming in the near future because they went ring shopping last week. I believe they picked out a ring and it's all very exciting. Very, very exciting. But this is kind of new territory. Like this is the first time I've ever been a part of planning a proposal or being a part of it in any way. And I want to make sure he gets it right.
So has he come to you? Like, has he come to your mother to be like, hey, I could use some help or guidance? Or are you guys just weaseling your way in because you want to be a part of it?
A little bit of both. So he's been talking about it in our family group chat that is affectionately called Murphy's Law. Because our last name is Murphy. And we have talked about like dates and stuff because, of course, we'll need to go down at some point. So we can't reveal when it is happening or what the specific details are. But we are going to help him organize it because Lord knows he's going to need the help.
So he wants you guys involved.
Yes.
That's so sweet.
It is very, very sweet. Yeah. Him and his girlfriend are very, very family oriented. So I'm sure at some point her family will be involved in some capacity, whether it's an engagement party or whether they come down for it. I'm sure they'll be there for it. But we haven't figured out those details. Like, we literally just found out this is happening like within the last 7 days. And I take this job very seriously. I was very heavily involved in my cousin's wedding and wanted to make her bachelorette party a success and wanted to make my speech for her wedding really good. So when it comes to the proposal, like, I've got a winning streak and I've got to make sure that I stay on it, make sure that my brother comes out looking good. Because if it doesn't go over well, I mean, this is the kind of thing that you hang over your fiance or husband's head for the rest of your life. And I don't want to have any of that guilt. So I went to the internet to look for some tips. And some of the things that came up were some of the things you would expect. Like, obviously, you want to make sure that you get your partner's preferences in check. You got to get the ring on lock, which I know that they have gone shopping and figured some of those details out. But then you got to pick the location. Like, do you do it on like a destination vacation? Do we all plan like some kind of family vacay that like, oh, she's getting proposed at? Or do you do it in your hometown? When do you do it? Like, is it better to do it in the summer? Is it better to do it around the holidays when everyone's already kind of bouncing around the same locations?
After a drink, without cocktails.
Do you have cocktails? Do you go sober? Do you snort a line before? Like, what do you do?
Of course you
also
do.
You got to figure out your speech. Like, what kind of things do you want to talk about in your relationship when you ask this woman to spend the rest of your life together?
So that is the one sticking point for me right there, because I've been doing radio long enough that over the years, several guys have hit up the shows I've worked for and they've wanted to propose. Right? And so all this planning goes into the setup, right? But then they got on air and they bombed because they didn't plan anything that they were going to say. And I'm like, the words and what you say are the most important part, not like the whole setup, like where you are, exactly how you're going to do it, if it's, you know, on a big screen, if it's, you know, a sky writing, whatever it is. But in all the years that I've been doing, helping out with proposals on air, the guys have always dropped the ball when it comes to what they were going to say when they actually proposed. And I'm like, did we not put any thought into this?
Clearly not. You should be able to speak from your heart that moment, you would think, but you can't trust them to do that.
Well, I agree, but also at the same time, like, you get so nervous. Because I remember when my husband proposed to me, like, he was actually like shaking.
Really?
What? Yes. And he knew you were going to say yes. Like, y'all talked about it.
And he remembered too, because like when he proposed, he looked at me, he says, I already know I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you, but will you marry me? Okay. So regardless, so he like really put a lot of thought into it. So I just want to implore your brother that, we focus on the ring, we focus on the location, we focus on who is there, but we tend to forget to focus on the words. So I would implore him to really put some thought into that.
He's a sales guy, so he's really good with his words. But the one thing that I implored for him was, I was like, you can't do the kneel wrong, because there are some guys that go completely on their heel when they propose. So they're kind of like squatting and like, you know what I'm talking about? Where they sit on their heel. They don't do the proper 90-degree bend.
Yeah, and because they're standing too close. And then you get like this weird arch, like your back is arched and you're looking up awkwardly.
I was like, you can't give her the ick right before you ask her to spend the rest of your life together. She's going to rethink it.
See, for me, I might have them kicks on. So I'm worried about creasing the sneakers. And when I'm
I have seen videos where men have taken their shoe off and then got down on bended knee
because
they didn't want to put a crease in the shoe.
Then there's also the really important, this might be one of the most important things to consider when it comes to your engagement, but do you celebrate with friends and family after? Do you wait a full day? Because I've heard some people say they really want that to be like an intimate moment between the two of them. Hmm. So like, how long do you wait to have your friends and family come around and celebrate?
See, I think that's just completely up to the couple, like what your personal preference is. Some people, they sound like they're very family oriented, so I would see them wanting to celebrate immediately, whereas some people like to sit on it for at least 24, 48 hours so they can just kind of bask in the glow of being engaged and only the two of them know.
Yeah, because I could definitely see me and my lady being split on that. I would want to spend time with family. She would not.
Really?
She would want it to be one-on-one time for sure.
Well, good thing you don't have to propose to her.
Yep.
Well, if you have any tips and tricks for me, please let me know at the Abby Murphy on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you.
The Burt Show.